Welcome to the Matto Brothers Audio Series with Rich and Dave Matto.
Hello, I am Dr. David Matto, and welcome to another great edition of the Matto Brothers Audio Series. Today we have a great guest who I know you'll absolutely love. He's got a ton of great clinical and practice building tips he's waiting to give to you, so make sure you have something to take notes with. Whatever it may be, you're going to get some great information here. Like so many of our audio series guests, he is a personal friend of mine and of Rich's. We've known him for many years now, I think probably about at least 15 years or so. He's a dentist, a consultant, a speaker, a great runner, a skier, backpacker. He's in fantastic shape for an old man. He's not that old. I'm just kidding, but he's older than I am, so he's old. His name is Dr. Michael Goldstein. And everyone, please give Dr. Goldstein a very warm Matto Brothers Audio Series welcome. Yay. Hi, Mike, you're getting a tremendous warm welcome here. Welcome to our program today, Mike.
Well, thanks for the introduction, Dave. And it's really a pleasure to be joining you on your audio series.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. And Mike, I'll call you Mike, and I'll call you Dr. Goldstein sometimes through this program, whatever, however I feel like doing.
But whatever.
Before we get started, I wanted to ask you, you were on our powerhouse call last night, right?
It was unbelievable. It was great.
Yeah. For those of you listeners out there that don't know exactly what the Powerhouse program is, Powerhouse is something that Rich and I put together quite some time ago. And what we do, we get the best offices involved with idea sharing. And we do this in the way of either teleconferences, and we put out audio, video programs. We do blogging and all kinds of great things. And it's an idea sharing program. So it's just not me and Rich giving ideas to our members, but it's ideas coming from all the most successful offices all over the country. So in other words, if an office in, let's say, Chicago had something great that was working for their practice, wouldn't you want to hear about it? Wouldn't you want to share it all throughout all of our members? Well, that's why we set up Powerhouse. And as a matter of fact, Mike, you had a couple great tips you gave last night on our Powerhouse call, so we appreciate that.
Glad to, and I got a lot of tips myself.
Well, thanks. Yeah, thanks again for being on it. And we have actually set up a very special offer for our audio series subscribers, just to give Powerhouse a try and absolutely zero risk. It's something we've set up just for you. It's a website you can go to. Nobody else even knows about it. And when you go to it, you'll see what I mean. And you can get onto Powerhouse. You can get onto our program with absolutely zero risk at all and no cost whatsoever. So if you want to find out a little bit more about how to do this, just go to matto.com/PAS. That stands for Powerhouse Audio Series. So it's matto.com/PAS.html. You have to type that in exactly to get to that special site, because there's no other link to it. So matto.com/PAS.html. You'll see exactly what we're talking about. Well, okay, Mike, welcome back after that little blurb about Powerhouse. And again, it was a great call last night. Lots of tips, and we appreciate all of the things you gave. And I think even today you're going to be – well, we're going to starting now, we're going to be pretty much giving nonstop information. So I hope everybody has their pen in hand, notepad. Before we get started, let's hear a little bit about you, Mike. Just talk to our listeners about what you've been doing, how you got started and what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure. I'll make this the quick story. Basically, I graduated University of Maryland Dental School way back when, in 1975. I think Dave was still learning how to tie his shoe back then.
Yeah, you are definitely old. Oh, my God.
I'm getting there. But anyway, I went into practice from there. I moved down to Georgia, to a town called Griffin, Georgia. I was introduced to a dentist, a young dentist at the time, named Dr. Kit Weathers, and I think many of your listeners have heard of him. And Kit and I practiced together for about 7 years in Griffin, Georgia, in a general dental practice. And after the end of 7 years, after being there working with Kit, under his direction, my part of the general practice grew very, very rapidly. And what we were finding is that we just didn't have enough room in the 1,800-square-foot building that we were in for both of us to continue to grow our practices. So these were the Jimmy Carter years in the early 80s, some of you will remember, and interest rates were really going out of sight. I had bought some land, and I was going to build a building. I had a meeting with my contractors and my architect on a Saturday morning, and if I had signed on the dotted line, my construction loan would have been at 21.5%. So I kind of backed off from that position and had to come up with a new strategy. And what I decided to do was to make Kit an offer that he couldn't refuse, and I bought his part of the general practice from him. And then the next thing I did was I kicked him out. What he did was open up another office two blocks away. And what he did in that office was he did root canals as a general dentist. He was doing root canals on a referral basis in that office. And because there were no endodontists for about 30 miles in my little town of Griffin at the time, he got referrals from a lot of the local general dentists, and he was doing such a great job that he built his practice up quite rapidly. So Kit and I remained friends, very close friends, throughout the years, and skip ahead to about 1995. At that time, Kit was doing a newsletter called Practical Endodontics, and he was already teaching courses around the country for somebody else in endo. And he decided around 95 that he was going to build onto his home, get this, a 5,000-square-foot state-of-the-art lecture facility onto his home, which he did, and he designed a two-day hands-on technique course in endodontics. And this was the beginning of the Root Camp series that you might have heard of. So he had one little problem in that he started to grow the business, but he didn't really have the expertise and the time to deal with actually growing a business since he was designing the course and doing the lecturing. So he called on me and asked if I would help him out. So I got involved around 1996 and on a part-time basis helped him grow the business. I joined him full-time in 1999, where we then continued to grow the Root Camp series together. As time went on, in the summer of 2005, the Root Camp merged with LVI, and Kit moved out to Las Vegas to become the director of Endo. I stayed behind, wanted to stay back in Griffin on the East Coast, where I then went into a consulting business that I call Goldstein Management. I still maintain my license and practice dentistry in a clinic. I volunteer my time in a clinic in Atlanta called the Macell Clinic. And that's basically the short story.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you actually got involved in this consulting business. And I think you've got an interesting person that trained you as well.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of your listeners know Mayor Levitt. I get your audio series, and I've heard all of Mayor's interviews with you, and they've been excellent. But I was introduced to Mayor Levitt a number of years ago, and I decided that he would be a perfect person to train me and give me the knowledge, additional knowledge that I would need to help dentists in my area, in the Georgia and Alabama areas. So I've spent lots of time with Mayor. I've visited him a number of times up there in the New England area, and I've spent lots of time with him over the phone, learning all his techniques that he's used through the years to make dental offices so successful. So I'm trying my best to apply those techniques to the offices down here, adding my own twist to things, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, good. I know you and I have talked quite a bit about your consulting business and how great it is to work with other offices and help them with their success. And I congratulate you for doing that, and I also applaud you with your success in that, because I know you're doing really well. You've got some great clients, and it's just great to hear a success story like yours.
It's something I really enjoy, and it's great to have practiced dentistry all those years and to still be able to practice, but also work in another area in your field that you love. So it's been very rewarding.
Absolutely. Now, you've also got a very special client through your consulting business that you've been dealing with lately, and it's not a dental practice. So tell me a little bit about them.
Interesting enough, one of my biggest clients is a non-paying client. It's my daughter, Deborah, and her co-author, Olivia, and they've developed a business around a book that they published called Flirt Texting. And it's gotten a lot of popularity. They have been featured on the Tyra Banks Show. They've been on the Today Show, Fox News, CNN Live, and on and on and on. They've been mentioned in many major magazines. And recently I've been helping them organize a tour of Australia. In June they're going to Australia to appear on major media markets there. And we are very close to signing a contract for a movie option. There may be a movie based on the book, Flirt Texting, hopefully in the near future. We are talking with the major studio about a TV series, and so there's lots of great things happening there. And if anybody's looking for a great gift for their staff over the holidays or for a birthday, they can look at the website, www.flirttexting.com.
And flirt texting is one word. There's only one T in there. I think you should spell it out for everybody.
Absolutely. FLIRTEXTING.
You know, I'll just say, I got a pre-release copy of this book, an autographed copy when it first came out, and it's mainly geared to younger people, admittedly. But I read it, and there were some interesting tips in there about relationships and things like that. So if any of our listeners out there, I know it's not a dental book, but it's a really cool book and written by Dr. Goldstein's daughter, and you might want to just check it out. So give that website one more time, Mike.
www.flirttexting.com.
Perfect. So your biggest client may indeed be a non-paying non-dental client. Well, but good for you. You're working out movie deals and book deals and tours of Australia. So that's congratulations. That's really great. But